This letter indicating readmission history and physical, patient name Taylor TAYLOR Cheryl CHERYL Denise DENISE, date of birth 8/26/1957, place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 8/12/2023. History of present illness. This is a 65-year-old female. She was at Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab for maintenance of physical therapy and continuation of her medical care. And she was noted to have changed her mental status, lethargy. She was transferred out to the hospital. Patient went to the Franklinwood Hospital. Patient was evaluated. They did a CT head, show mild atrophy, white matter microvascular changes consistent with the patient age, CTA head and neck, no evidence of subdural hematoma. Her mental status started to improve. They thought the mental status etiology was could be not using CPAP, but there was no evidence of stroke identified because of weakness in the lower extremity. The red MRI was negative. And they recommended outpatient MRI of the spine to rule out MS, as she has history, her sister, PTOT done. And after evaluation, the hospital recommended to discontinue cyclobenzaprine and oxycodone, and the patient was sent back to the future to the Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. When I saw the patient today, she is lying on the bed. She has a CPAP on, but she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number one, history of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, accident paroxysmal AFib, not an anticoagulation due to GI bleed. Next, an history of Osler, OSLER, Weber, WEBER, RENDU, RENDU, Osler, Weber, RENDU syndrome, GI bleed recurrent, gastric AVM, ablation, iron deficiency anemia, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, obstructive sleep apnea, chronic pain, opiate dependence, narcolepsy, pulmonary hypertension, GERD, history of vulvar, VULVEVER, vulvar cancer, depression, bipolar affective disorder. History of diabetes. History of hysterectomy, arthritis. History of glaucoma, morbid obesity, irritable bowel syndrome, migraine headache, neuropathy, history of thyroid nodule, and history of allergic rhinitis. Rural system, no headache, no dizziness, no urinary retention, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, leg edema, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no sync, no dizziness, constitutional, generalized weakness, and ability to dysfunction. Medication upon discharge from the hospital. DONF treatment, Q6 or PRN. Azelastine, AZELISTINE. 137 mcg inhalation, nasal,
so you need
to spray twice a day, budesonide, budesonide 0.5 mg inhalation, bid, estelapram 20 mg daily, lantus insulin 10 units subcutaneous in the evening, latanoprost eye drops both high at night, losartan 50 mg daily, metformin 1000 mg BID, metoprolol 25 mg daily, protonix 40 mg daily, pregabalin 150 mg BID, torsemide TORSEMIDE 40 mg daily, valacyclovir 500 milligram BID.
So she's on
70-30 mix pain. We didn't receive the pain. Socialist, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Physical exam, patient's awake, she's alert. Oriented time 3, blood pressure 107 over 50, pulse 76, temperature 8.7, Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse half 100%. Had did my clonophilic, cardiac and ectatic, neck support, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, no wheezing, heart SNS2, neck and abdomen soft, non tender, balsam positive, extremity, bilateral edema, but there's no calf tenderness, neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented time 3, gait not tested, she's lying on the bed and she's on CPAP. Assessment, patient is admitted. Number one, ambulatory dysfunction. Number two, episode of change in mental status. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea. Next line, history of paroxysmal AFib. Next line, CHF is preserved ejection fraction. Next line, pulmonary hypertension. Next line, bipolar affective disorder. Next line, history of narcolepsy. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, GERD. Next line, chronic anemia. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, follow CBC, CMP. Extensive PTOT for sleep apnea maintenance and CPAP and further amendment as per patient condition. Allergies, patient has multiple allergies, aspirin, penicillin, tetracycline, topramide and statin. That has been added to the list. This is the end of the patient. Thank you.